Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell me what you want.
Is that what you want?
You are listening to the Honey Suite on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell me what you want. You like that, baby?
It's thickly packed and full of flavor.
That's what you want. You are my honey.
Listen, call in. 805-830-8320. This is your hostess. La Crush Horror.
Welcome everybody to Faux Fantasy Radio's The Honey Suite, and I am your hostess, Miss La Crush Hearts, and that number is 05-308-320. OM to the G, I'm here. It is snowing again, off and on in New York City. It's got a lot of snow this year. Cold outside, Brick, but I am here nonetheless. Shout out to Brick. Shout out to Russ. And big ups to Lady C for joining me last night. Everybody tuned in for joining me last night on Music Inclined. That show went awesome and was kind of wicked, but you know, we happen like we normally do. So tonight is I call the Sunshine Conspiracy. I mentioned this yesterday. Tonight is all about conspiracy theories around the state, the Sunshine State of Florida. It has something to do with oranges down there. I could be right. You think? Have you thought about this? Have it crossed your mind? If it haven't, you need to sit down and go, maybe Crush has a point. Because guess what? I think I have a point. I really do. So we're going to sit up. We're going to talk about that. And we're going to get into some stand your ground situations that's happened over the last 3 years, including Georgia, Trayvon Martin, and recently Michael Dunning, Jordan Davis, Michael Gale, and Marissa Alexander, all part of the whole Stand Your Down conspiracy, because that's exactly what it is. But I'm going to get into all of tonight. So, if you don't like what I'm saying, call up and let me know. If you're still on the fence, call up and let me know. Let's really talk about it. What's really hood? Okay, so once again, that number is 805-308-320. Press 1. Let me make it happen. Now I'm going to go to a nice little break, play some music, and when we come back, we're going to...
Hey.
I really like that.
Hey, folks. It seems like I'm having technical issues, as always. Always got something going on here, but I'm back. All right, so, excuse me. Hope you can hear me now. I don't know. Excuse me. I don't know if you can hear me. Everything seems to be frozen all of a sudden, but I'm back. I'm trying to find the alternative. I keep getting knocked off the internet. Like I said, I'm having technical difficulties. If it does not appear to work, I will have to cancel tonight's show, which I don't want to do. Sorry, I'm not in the chat room. I can't see the chat room right now. Just trying to get things to work right now. Can't seem to do that. But we'll try something. We're going to try something. I just need to get myself situated. That's all. I need to get myself situated. Right now, going to take a quick break. And we're going to come. I'm going to come back, hopefully, prepared. I was prepared, but apparently that's not the case right now. So give me a second. Here goes some more music for you. You're tuned into the Honey Suite.
To hear sweet thing, my heart is dancing on the wall from your loving. Girl, I just can't deny, you got me caught up in your sensual vibe. It's so good to have you in my world. You were mainstream, worth more than a diamond, more valuable than a pearl. Got me back in the game. I thought I was through, and I owe it all to you, owe it all to you.
Ooh, baby, baby, you got me falling in love with you, baby. Ooh, baby, baby, you got me falling in love with you, girl.
Can't believe I'm at this love thing again. Wanted to fall back, close my heart and let nobody in. But you came along at a time when I was looking for no one. After all, you showed me I needed someone. But with you, I let down my guard. No reason to hold up a wall. No, 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 not so far. You came in my life when I needed you the most. Look for a glass of love.
Public service announcement. If you feeling this vibe, I need y'all to listen up right now. Listen up and do exactly as I tell you. Come on. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Hey ladies, get on the dance floor. 1, 2, 3, get on the dance floor. Hey ladies, get on the dance floor. 1, 2, 3, get on the dance floor. Hey fellas, get on the dance floor. 1, 2, 3, get on the dance floor. Hey fellas, get on the dance floor. 1, 2, 3, get on the dance floor.
You got me falling in love with you, girl.
Hey, we're back to the High Suite with LaCrush Hearts, and I am Miss LaCrush Hearts, and I'm having some technical difficulties. Let me tell you what I got set up right now. I got two laptops and a tablet all trying to configure this show because everything keeps acting up. Shout out to Russ, who just entered the chat room. Shout out to Brick, who's in the chat room. Sorry to hear about your neighbor, Russ, but there you go making jokes. So inappropriate, sir. So inappropriate. But big up to you across the pond. Thanks for tuning in to everybody. Now, let me get into part of my conspiracy theory. Yesterday, I started talking about Tropicana orange juice. And let me tell you guys, this has been on my mind all morning. I was laying in bed thinking about this. Like, there got to be another way. I got my last jar, bottle of Tropicana orange juice. I'm going on a boycott. Here it is. You get Tropicana orange juice. No doubt, they're the number one when it comes to orange juice brands. They're the number one brand when it comes to that. The orange juice tastes delicious. I'm not disputing that. What I am disputing, though, is that you can't seem to quench your thirst with it. Now, I looked at the ingredients of the orange juice, and it says 100% Florida oranges. And then that got me to thinking, with everything that's been going on with the state of Florida, it got to be something else in the orange juice. Hey, dude, does that say anchovy? Okay, I'm looking at a new label. Somebody just handed me a new label. This is Tropicana Orange Juice, no pulp, healthy heart with omega-3. This is 100% pure, never from concentrated, Tropicana Orange Juice. And it says 100% pure, pasteurized orange juice, omega-3, fish oil. Okay, it says fish oil. Yes, it does say that. And fish gelatin, it does say that. Okay, got some sodium, ascorbate, and some citric acid. And then it says something about tilapia, sardines, and anchovies. What in the world am I drinking? Now, okay, back to this, right? So in the last recent years, since 2005, when the Stay Your Ground law was actually put into legislation for the state of Florida, there has been, in the last few years, there's been many cases of that's hit in the mainstream, main media, about the Stay Your Ground laws. Now, four in particular stands to mind right now. We got the, what's his name? George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin. We have the Jordan Davis and Michael Dunn situation. Marissa Alexander, and we also have Michael Gale. Those are the four that stand out right now, that's hit the media, that has bought into, you know, the Stand Your Ground, into the limelight. Race has been an overtone, if you will, upon all these cases. And I'm thinking it has something to do with the Florida oranges. I'm just saying. Think about it now. Think about it. It got to be something in the water. It got to be something where people, it's like we're not even seeing eye to eye on the situation, but it's like people are making it up as they go along. One minute it's okay to scream stand your ground. Another time it doesn't apply because of minor facts or minor situation, minor pieces or to the detail. Oh, well, that don't apply. But just 10 days ago, it applied to this case with the same situation, but without the minor I mean, it was just confusing all over the board. Now, recently, within the last week, we had the Michael Dunn, who is a white male who was actually on trial. He was indicted for one account of first-degree murder, three accounts of attempted murder, and one account of firing a missile at a vehicle. The gun situation. The jury was out. They was deadlocked. They come back. They say, you know what? He's guilty. He's guilty of the three attempted murders. He's guilty of the firearm, but we can't come to a decision on the first degree murder. Now, what did Michael Dunn do? Michael Dunn got into a heated argument with three young kids who happened to be in a car. Jordan Davis, who was 17 years of age. He got into this heated argument. He claimed he saw a gun, and he shot 9 times at the vehicle. Now, they got into an argument over loud music. Okay. He thought he saw the barrel of a gun. He shot at this vehicle 9 times. Okay. The police officer that was at the scene even, got on the stage, got on the stand, and also said this too. Like, no, because after the situation, if somebody is scared, they don't go to the pizza shop and order pizza. They don't do that. That just doesn't make sense. But he said he was standing his ground. Okay. All right. If that's what you claim. So because the jury could not come up with a decision, the judge had to call a mistrial on the most serious charge, was the actual killing of Jordan Davis. I'm not sure I get this, because now we look at the George Zimmerman case, because he was acquitted for his role in the death of Trayvon Martin, and it was testified by the coordinator. I seen this and I heard this with my own ears. She testified that she even offered to train George Zimmerman on how to handle the situation when approaching people. His guidelines: you do not approach anybody, you stay away a distance, and you call 911 if there's any danger, if you feel like there's anything going on. That was the rule. She even offered him the option: listen, I have another part of the program where we'll train you how to, you know, approach people, or, you know, take more initiative in crime fighting. And he said no. He wasn't interested in doing that. Then we also have the 911 call where you have the 911 operator telling him to stand down, do not follow this boy, do not approach him, stay in your car. He did not do this. He got out of his car with his gun, and he was following this young boy in the dark, in the rain, with minimal light, and claimed that this young boy attacked him and banged his head against the ground. That's why he ended up shooting at Trayvon Martin, who was dead at the scene. But the jury once again said he was not guilty and he was acquitted of all charges. Now, the racial overtone that both of these children were black and both of the accused were, I'm going to put my quotes up, white, because Zimmerman is actually biracial. So, they identify him as being Caucasian or white. So now I'm thinking the jury or the peers or it got to be something in the water for them to come to these or not be able to come to these conclusions about the stand your ground law. Nobody is looking into it. Nobody is, like, even the federal government is not going to take a stand on it. I mean, what is really good? What are y'all thoughts about that? Give us a call, 805-830-8320. What are your thoughts about that? What? Why? Like, you know, George Zimmerman, Michael Dunn, they're in Florida. It's supposed to be a peaceful state. It's supposed to be a peaceful situation. They're that's where people go to retire. Sunshine everywhere. All of, I don't get it. Like, something's just not adding up from what they're advertising to what really is actually going down in there. Once again, I'm going to take a break right now, and when we come back, we're going to talk some more about the Stand Your Ground controversy or conspiracy, I like to call it. So, at this time, play some music. When I get back, let's talk some more.
Here we go, Jim, here we go again. Loving you has caused me so much pain, but you don't see it, you never see it. So why apologize? I was just doing what I had to do, baby. And I
what you're playing for. Come on, come on, let me kiss that. Ooh, I know you miss that. What's wrong, let me fix that. Twist that. Baby, tonight, tonight, I let you know.
Telepathy, meet me up at the spot, I'll be sending over the chauffeur. Rich nigga, bread stay popping up like a toaster. Nobody come close to me and you together. Step under my umbrella, we'll make it through any weather. Except when I make it storm, sex in the greatest form. Then hibernate under my body and yep, I keep it warm. But in a chinchilla, you know I beat it up like the Thriller in Manila. Flying my private jet to villas in Anguilla. Then throw you on the grill, that's cause 7 days a week. You're my five-course meal for real.
Welcome back to the show, The Honey Sweet. I'm Miss LaCroix Hart, and that was from John Legend with Tonight. I like that song. I really do. excuse me. Something just ain't right now. We're talking about sunshine conspiracy theory. I'm telling you, something in the water down here, or, you know, there's a lot of swamp down here and all that other good stuff down here. Something just is not adding up because it's a whole big conspiracy theory, especially with the Tropicana oranges. Because no way in hell you can eat an orange and not want to eat 12 at a time, but as soon as you drink some orange juice, you end up wanting to have the whole bottle at one in one setting. That just doesn't make sense to me. Why? If this is made from the same thing, why do I crave one so much and not the other, right? That's a fair question, right? I think so. Okay, so we're talking about staying ground. We talked about Jordan Davis. We talked about George Zimmerman. We just pointed out a few facts. So here go another story of Marissa Alexander, 31-year-old mother of three, a toddler, and two teenage twins. She was an African-American woman who... was actually in the process of defending herself. She was sentenced to 20 years for firing a warning shot at her husband, who she said was abusive and threatening her. She also had an order of protection against him. He had put his hands on her, and they were fighting in the bathroom. No one was injured, but the judge refused to allow Alexander to invoke the Stand Your Ground law. He said, due to insufficient evidence that the defendant reasonably believed deadly force was needed to prevent death or great bodily harm to herself. I don't get that. I got an order of protection. My kids is there. But, you know, he said that he concluded the decision to come back into the house with the gun rather than retreat is inconsistent with a person who is genuinely fear for her life. Okay, that makes awesome sense if you look at it on those circumstances, right? Now, I go back to the Michael Dunn case. Michael Dunn said he saw a gun and he feared for his life and he shot 9 times at this vehicle where he was sitting in his vehicle. All he had to do was put his car in drive and drive away, right? But he didn't. What he ended up doing is shooting 9 times and then going to the pizzeria 3 blocks away. If I fear for my life and I just shot 9 times at a vehicle, either I'm going to call 911 or I'm going to drive till I get home. But he didn't do that. He sat down, not knowing that he killed anybody. He just shot, you know, like willy-nilly, like it was a BB gun, willy-nilly at the car. And, you know, drove and got him some pizza. Like, I thought you was fair for your life, right? So where's the logic in that? I don't get it. I don't know. If you get it, let me know. I don't get it. But if you get it, let me know. We got Russ and Brick in the we got Brick in the chat room who's actually on the phone with her aunt from Florida. Hey, auntie. I want to know, what's going on in Florida? Why is it nothing seems to be on the up and up in Florida? Then let's not even talk about the whole election thing, the recount that had to go with George Washington Bush and his brother being part of the government of Florida. I don't know. Something's not adding up, folks. I don't know. Something's not adding up. Anyway, but somebody did a study on it, on the situation in Florida. Okay, so we got Marissa Alexander. Then they saying that she could not invoke the Stand Your Ground law. Now, here comes the next part. There's actually a law that was implemented in 1999 called the State's 1020 Life Law. Now, what happens is supposed to help lower the violent crime rate. Anyone who shows a gun in the commission of certain felonies get an automatic 10 years in prison. Fire the gun and it's an automatic 20 years. Shoot and wound someone and it's an automatic 25 years to life in prison. Now that gets me to Michael Gale, U.S. Airman, who was involved in a brawl, a large brawl, and he pulled out his firearm and he shot somebody in the leg because he feared for his life. Because he shot that person in the leg and because of that 1020 law, he got a mandatory 25 years in prison. I don't know how that works. That just does not add up to me. What do you think? Some people think, you know, Florida, I don't know. When I'm here in Florida, I'm thinking of Miami. I'm thinking of the beaches. I'm thinking of the celebrities that come down there. I'm thinking of babes and bikinis and Freaknik and, you know, things of that nature, the fancy hotels and the fancy restaurants and the fancy clubs. That's what I'm thinking of when you think of Florida. But it seems to be, you know, golf courses and, you know, people, old folks going down there retire. I mean, you got the awesomest place in the world down there. You know, Disney World is down there. You know, all children, like all the people that come down there, kids and old folks and families. And that's what you think of with Florida. But now, for the last couple of years, you've just seen another side of Florida. I guess the side that we don't know about, you know, I guess for the residents down there, this is nothing new, but for those that are on the outside going in or only come down here for vacation, you know, I don't know, it's something to think about. What are your thoughts? I got Brick and I got Russ in the chat room right now, and Russ is telling me, Ross is talking about facials. He is talking about Luke. He's horny. He's horny. He's horny. Facials, long time. Really, Russ? This is what you want the chat room open for? It took Russ to take us there. Anyway, folks. Anyway, I'm going to take another break. I'm going to come back. Got 15 minutes remaining on the Clizzoc till we reach the top of the hour. 805-830-8320. Give us a call if you like. We're here. We're ready to talk. I'm ready to get it on. You know, join the conversation. Let me know. What do you think? Be right back.
I'm saying, babe. See, sometimes sex gets in the way of love. Or maybe love gets in the way of sex. Either way, can you be a bad girl?
Of course.
Yo, watch this.
Is it bad?
First, but depending on the situation, my heart lost its way and counted a few strays. Some were okay and the rest was all deranged. Yeah, you ignore the ones that build you up, girl, and choose the ones that break you down, girl. You promise to be that guy,
to sweep you off your feet, make love in between the silk sheets.
Yeah, cause you break hearts. Take pride in the making niggas insane. Put your ears in your chest, baby, listen what your heart saying.
I can beat that kitty up all night, girl, is this what you want? Cause that's as far as it goes.
Is it bad?
Nigga hit it from behind. Got a way with words that you ain't heard. No need to speak
no
your mind.
No need to say a word. Yeah, I ain't trying to hear my love. I'm just trying to fuck and show you how I do. Baby, peep my moves.
I'm a winner, I'm a winner in bed. Go to dinner, go to dinner in bed, baby.
I'd be lying if I said
time, baby, I confess I was in it for the sex.
Is it bad, bad? I've never been in love.
No.
I've never been, but I sure know how to fuck. I'll bring that good wood, I'll prove it to you. I can't promise that I'll be here with you, cause I've had.
Special announcement from La Crush Hearts.
Hey, are you an independent artist looking for online radio promotion? Well, the new season of the Monday Night Jukebox Musically Inclined on Phone Fantasy Radio has started. And for only $5, we will spotlight you and your band on our segment called The Indie Blast. Receive a 15-minute interview with play of your hottest single. You will also get promotion on our social media profiles about your upcoming feature on our show. For an additional $20, we will create a featured profile of you and your band on our radio website. So place your order today. Visit us online at www.phonefantasyradio.com.
That sounds so awesome. On my commercial, welcome back. It's nearly the top of the hour. I see we got a caller from the 225. I know who that is. Damn, mouse pad. Ew, to the rice and cheese. How you doing, Lady C?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
You doing good?
Doing good.
Okay, Lady C. Tonight is the Sunshine Conspiracies. I've been talking about conspiracy theories with the Florida oranges versus the Florida orange juice. Tropicana put something else in their orange juice that got you quenching your thirst. Now, I don't know if anybody remember, there's a movie out there where they're putting salt or something like that. It's supposed to dry you out. Like, even though you're drinking water, it's still absorbing. It was turning people to dust. I forget the movie, but there was a movie like that, and that was the plot for the evil person. I forget what it was, though. Was it Austin Powers? It was something. So I'm thinking Tropicana is actually doing that. They put something else in there that's, you know, got us craving more of their juice, because they don't quench your thirst, but it's good as hell. I don't know, ladies. It's true, right? You drink a glass of orange juice, Tropicana orange juice, and you want more. So I went to the back, and I read the label, and the label said, contains 100% Florida oranges. Now, wait, the key word in there is Florida. And in the news lately, I've just been hearing wicked stuff coming out of Florida. You know, like when I think of Florida, I'm thinking of the Disneyland. I'm thinking of Orlando Studios. I'm thinking of all this wicked stuff. But yet, I'm hearing all this good stuff, and now I'm hearing all this wicked stuff with the Stand Your Ground laws, George Zimmerman, Michael Dunn, you know, the mishandling of these cases. I don't know, Lady C. Like, there's another side, a darker side to Florida.
Mm-hmm. Don't go if you don't have to.
And you know what? A friend of mine said that. She said, you know, she's like, you know, 15 minutes away and you're into Florida. They were like, listen, you go to Florida for vacation and you come back on paper. And I had to stop and think, what? She said, yeah, you go to Florida for vacation, you come back on paper. They done picked you up or locked you up for something wicked, and, you know, you got caught up in something you weren't supposed to get caught up in. I don't know. We're still trying to figure it out, though, but I'm thinking it's something in the water or something with the oranges. Because no way in the world, Lady C, you can eat an orange and not want 12 of them, but as soon as you drink a glass of orange juice, you want more of it. But it contains 100% orange juice. Somebody lying.
Right. It makes you wonder.
Right, it does, doesn't it? Because if it talks like bullshit and looks like bullshit, 9 times out of 10, it's bullshit. So something ain't right with the Tropicana company. I need to stop saying Tropicana because they're going to attack me. Don't be surprised if I get shut down, y'all. It's a conspiracy theory. I think that's why I was having technical difficulties earlier. They were coming after me via internet. They don't want to have to hear what I got to say.
Oh, they listen and pay attention.
Right, they got listening tapes, and you keep repeating a name of one of these Fortune 500 companies. You know, they're going to come busting through your door, you know.
So are you trying to put us out of business or something?
I know, right? I ain't even do nothing. They said I have the freedom of speech. They lied.
And as long as it doesn't affect someone else.
Right, in the industry. But Lady C, we were going down to all these different stand your ground cases, and we're just looking at certain facts and certain things that came to mind. Now they look into these gun laws and things of that nature, and I just don't get it. I couldn't understand how they have this stand your ground. People was like, oh, what the hell is the stand your ground law? The stand your ground law apparently is a law that allows individuals to use brute force or use deadly force and ask questions later, pretty much. Like, you know, you can, if you feel like your life is in danger, if you feel like your life is in danger or you feel threatened, you're allowed to use deadly force, whether it be a gun or some type of weapon, to defend yourself. And then you ask questions later, and this person was just, you know, getting ready to turn up the radio or something like that, you know. So now they have the paper down here, the Tampa Bay Times. They did a study. You know, they was doing a study on it, and it's like 70% of those who have claimed a stand-your-ground defense to avoid being prosecuted have been successful. And those offended more than likely to succeed in claiming the defense if the victim is black.
Right.
You hear that, Lady C?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So 70% are successful in claiming this defense. And 9 times out of 10, if they claim this defense, the defendant is black. I mean, the victim is black. Now, they also says 73% of the people who killed a black victim were exempt from prosecution after claiming stand your ground. Now, it took Zimmerman 44 days after he claimed self-defense with the stand your ground law, it took them 44 days with a special prosecution to even get him behind, to get him in front of a jury.
Right.
You know, and then, like, a few months later, as this is going on, the Zimmerman situation is going on, then you have the Jordan Davis trial coming up, where Jordan Davis was killed, another 17-year-old black child. You know, I mean, I don't know. What are your thoughts? You've heard about these situations. What are your thoughts, Lady C?
It's just so fishy. It just seems like, I was chilling.
I just like saying I was chilling some kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
And I just decided to do boom.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at it, it's so sad. Because it's just sad. You can't.
It's just like Zimmerman. They were the celebrity match. What celebrity was he? He's not a celebrity.
Exactly. That's what I don't.
But if
get.
A black person had to say they want a celebrity match after doing something, oh no.
Oh.
It's like, oh, this made him famous for what?
I don't know. What was he famous for? Like, what made him a celebrity? The fact that he killed somebody or the fact that he got away with it?
Right. And that's the scary part.
Right. But now, you know, the new thing is he's homeless. He's suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah.
You know, did you hear about the interview with that?
No, I didn't hear about that.
He said he's struggling to live a normal life. What's normal about it? Should we still, like, is the public going to feel some type of way? I don't know. You have
but he brought it on himself. He wanted to be this the defense
Captain
of the
neighborhood.
Yeah. Face the neighborhood. Look at him. He's black and he's got a hood on. He's got
mm-hmm.
something in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
What he wants to get a snack from the
mm-hmm.
store. He's on the phone. Mm-hmm. And because he didn't stop at your demand, you feeling like he was going to kill you. Because
mm-hmm.
I said, stop, you know. But let a black person jump out and say, I'm protecting my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
He told you to protect your neighborhood.
Right. But then that's another thing, you know, another aspect of it, too. Like, is this partially the black community fault? I mean, our youth is out of control. Let's not even give them the benefit of the doubt. I'm not saying Trayvon Martin, and I'm not saying Jordan Davis. But in generally speaking, in the news, as we see, you know, I don't see it, but in the news as portrayed, that's supposed to be giving us these detailed accounts, our youth are buck wild. No,
they are.
The gangs, the Bloods, the Crips, the guns, the drugs, the 21-year-olds, the 20-year-old, 25-year-old, 30 people arrested, and one out of every third person was, or one out of three people was under the age of 25.
Well,
so.
you say that there's a friend, son got killed. They claimed they were stealing his phone. But he got shot 8 times.
Right.
They shot at him 14 times. You know, he was 18. And, you know, everybody like, well, how did this happen? But they stole the phone. But, no, the phone was found in his pocket when they recovered the body. The police say the phone was in the pocket. Okay, but the thing was, they so-called was robbery. But nobody else in the store got shot. It was just, come to find out the boy was in the fast lane. He
mm-hmm.
was selling drugs and doing this and doing that. And I don't know, well, he was a good kid. Yeah, he could have been a good kid, but at this point, he's not a good kid. Nobody gets shot 8 times for a cell phone.
But they
if
do.
If I want the cell phone, if I'm shooting you once and you down, we beat you, get the phone at least. They shot him and just left him in the phone.
But
yeah.
That's the thing with the Michael Dunn situation. You say you saw a gun, this older white man, he's intelligent, he's not no slagger, he's like a radiologist or something like that. He
mm-hmm.
says he's seen a barrel of a gun. He shot 9 times at this vehicle. 9. Not once, not twice, not 3 times. He shot 9 times at this vehicle. Then, instead of going to the nearest police station, using his OnStar, dialing 911, getting help from somewhere, you know what he did? He went to the pizzeria, ordered him some pizza, sat down and ate pizza 3 blocks away. You shot at a vehicle 9 times. 3 of those bullets hit Davis. And
right.
You claim stand your ground because you was in fear of your life. But you go have pizza? Who does that?
If you was in fear, like, well, I got him now. I'm good. I can go eat.
So is that what
okay.
it is? Was that what the intent of this law was for? For that particular mindset? Like, you know, and now that you have this law, people
right.
are taking advantage of it. You know, they got this mindset now. If you approach me or if you say something nasty to me, I could kill you and get away with it, you know?
Because all I've got to say is I felt
right.
I was in danger.
I was threatened. I felt threatened. You can flex at somebody. You know the kind of mindset they done gave people now? Now people feel invincible. You know, that same mindset that you claim kids have because they're so protected is the same mindset
right.
you give people with guns. You know what I mean? Like, you're giving them that
That's
same mindset that I'm invincible. Like, you know, if you say, oh, well, I stabbed this person, but I'm claiming a temporary insanity plea. That's what you just gave them.
Right.
The option to sit there and say, oh, well, I blacked out. I got PTSD. I got PTSD. What is it? PTSD. I mean, PTSD. Right, PTSD. Yeah, I got that. I suffer from that. I was abused as a child, and I caught a flashback when he touched my neck. So I stabbed him in his. What?
Okay, I mean, everybody can come up with something.
Right, but now they made it possible, and then on top of that, I'm not even getting into the fact of the people that brought it to our attention that even implemented the Stand Your Ground laws are part of the what? The National Rifle Association? Did we even get into that?
No.
Now you got
wow.
lawmakers. Now you got. Now my thing is this: you got Florida, you got these lawmakers. You got, you know. I know out here in New York, there's this law that if you're outside of your property, you know, you have the right to retreat. Don't approach. Don't, you know, go into it. You do have the right to retreat. It's not to stand your ground, right to retreat. However, if somebody comes within your home, within your domain, and you practice self-defense on that, you know, when it's not too far-fetched, they will try to rob you or, you know, come after you or something like that. You have the right to use brute force. You know, I noticed that was, you know, that is a situation. You have the right to use brute force, but they have to come into your house, and, you know, once again, you have to have that evidence, you know.
Right.
Right. So I'm just trying to understand, what is the basis for the Stand Your Ground law? Is there an actual guideline or breakdown of the bylaws for this Stand Your Ground situation, or is it the discretion of the jury or the discretion of the judge? Because it's only in Florida. You have a lot of people, a lot of other states, like 26 states, have already adapted some version of this law, but the only place that we see this law being used and being put to the forefront is Florida. You know? I don't know. Crazy situation, Lady C. Crazy situation.
It is, because, I mean, it's okay there. It, you have, who was it really hurting? That's the thing.
Who is it? Well, who is not even who is it hurting? I want to ask, who is this law really supposed to be protecting? If it wasn't meant to be a racial thing, if it really was meant to be a law out there to protect somebody, okay. Now we have many victims. That's being consumed by this law. So who is the law really supposed to protect? Is it giving those that have the whole gun thing the right to use? Like, does that 10-20 life law apply to those that actually have weapon license? Or if you're just found, you know, with the unregistered weapon, does that law apply? That's what I want to know. I don't know. I guess we're going to have to bring a lawyer on here, something like that, to explain it a little better. I think I'm going to have to look that up.
It sounds like
we need to have a conference call or something like that to find out more about that, because I really want to know, how is this supposed to help you or, you know, bring safety or even bring down the violent rate? Because it seems like more and more people are getting involved in killing people. Like, now you got this mentality, you got this. I don't know. Lady, see what you think.
I think you need to know what the ground is, because you can be a victim or your family member can be a victim and they not even know why. Why am I a victim? What did I do? Really? Really, what did we do? In the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah, we didn't even get into that, you know. Just like, was Jordan Davis driving? They never stated that. Or was he a passenger? You know, does it make a difference? You know?
The sad part is the victims, so-called victims, these are supposed to be victimless crimes. You know, they were protecting themselves.
Right.
Because I really felt he looked at me, or she, I just knew he had this. You saw a gun. then why pursue them? Why not go in the other way?
Right. Why wasn't that your first choice?
Yeah, I don't know. Please, you were brought up, if you see a gun, go the other way. You can't, you know, like, oh, I'm good. I'm going to protect myself. I have a weapon.
Right.
And nowadays, these people aren't just shooting to stop them. They're shooting to kill.
Right. Like, and then you, like you said, you have the, you have the one who actually, what I was going to say, I lost my train of thought just that quick. Sorry, guys. Anyway, shout out to Russ and Brooke in the chat room. Shout out to Lady C. Normally, this time of the night, I have a new feature I wanted to start called The Honey Pot. What's in your honey pot? And what the honey pot is basically a random question that I like to throw out there and get some feedback on. If you can't tune in now, you can always hit us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/WRPF Radio. That's WRP as in Paul, F as in Frank, Radio. We are Phone Fantasy Radio on Facebook. And you can basically give your feedback. So let me go ahead and take this quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the honey pot. Right now, you're tuned into the Honey Suite. I'm Miss La Crush Hearts. I'll be right back. So don't go nowhere.
Uh-huh. I got something for you looking ass niggas.
Yeah.
Week and a half, I'ma be in that ass. Pause. Like I'm working on an album and a mixtape at the same motherfucking time.
Okay, cool, okay, boo, I love her. I'm a saver, yes, I Danny Glover. I'ma call my poppy for her foster mother. I pay them a mile and then they kiss each other. Nothing, I'm from LA, but I got keys to the city. I fuck it, I suck it, I beat it down, then she beat me to the ceiling. Stone in my lifestyle, I'm living too well. I train to make you proud. That money keep her around. In love with her head, I can't turn it down. Can't wait for my time to come back around. She see that you don't got a little heavy style. Plus I just think Super Girl going wild. I just bought a billion and a bitch came with it. Young rich nigga hit $1 million lick. Ballin' in New York like a motherfucking Nick. You better have them rats, you ever wanted him to stick. And everywhere I go, I got a pass like a foul. I'm going up top like a motherfucking lamb. 357 six shots like L. I left 10 bands in a motherfucking cab. Okay, cool, okay, boo, I love her. I'm a saver, yes, I Danny Glover. I'ma call my poppy for her fucking mother. I paid them a million and they kissed the
I come out, I ain't never with no new bitches. These bitches is stealing, I'm a soul bitches. Dripping down his dick, this pussy too vicious. Every time I fuck him, I say, who's
Yo,
this? Who the fuck told him that they was like Nicki? Oh, no bitches didn't. I'ma give bitches a minute of shine and I'll tell them good riddance. To raise a child, it might take a village. But I wouldn't know cause these bitches my sons, yes they was and they still is. Gave him the kitten, now that nigga smitten. Told him to hop in my foreign and then I said no I'm just kidding. Hell of a living, you bitches on chitlins. When I come out of my mansion I sprinkle some bread to the pigeons. Bitches is lying, they lying, they lying, they lying, they bio. So I ain't fucking with chickens unless I got pico de gallo. Girls is plotting. What more could they steal? Tell J.
Justin Timberlake did I am coming for Jessica Biel. Bitch, I'm a starer. You niggas, I holler tomorrow. Doors go up cause I am too rich to cop a Gallardo. No regular doors or upvented doors. Painted it pink just so I could take pictures while you rented yours. Hell of a ticket, hell of a price. I want it, I get it, I wire the money, I never think twice. I am not gay, but let's be precise. Cause if she pretty, then watch it, cause I'ma be fucking your wife.
Every time I fuck, I gotta hit me lean like two bitch. Boy, that dope and whip you need like Norris. Foreign car outside, that bitch got two ditch. Money stand like ATJ, like two bitch. I knew I was gonna run my money up and everybody did it. All these niggas, pussy niggas, telling on their partner, hold up, pussy nigga, get a bigger sentence. Pussy nigga, play, I'm coming back with the K. Motherfucker till he limit. Bitch, you wanna see a nigga thong, throw it fast. I'ma name myself Young Thug Attendant. 100 band at a time. I fronted you back, but you, I don't like using profanity, but the Young Thugger will cut you. All of my costs are muddy. I put my bitches buddy. I just want that like buddy. All of my bitches buddy. Petty rim with the tin roof. All the niggas down one roof. Top notch, shot a nigga ring, can't care. Young nigga Rick, Jerry Cole's in the edit. If she ain't a virgin, then the bitch is on the edit. I can't even hear it, baby, get rid of the static. I can't learn a bitch, but I learned mathematics. I just ball her down whenever she find my pattern. Okay, cool, okay, boo, I love her. I'ma save her, yes, I damn it, blubber. I'ma call my poppy for her foster mother. I pay them a mile and then they kiss each other. Every time I fuck, I gotta hit me lean like two. Dope and whip you need like Norris. Foreign car outside, that bitch got two ditch. Money stand like ATJ, like two Mitch.
We get started making love, going hard, I hear a knock, knock, knocking on the wall. And as soon as I go deep, getting it in, then again, there's a knock, knock, knocking on the wall.
Girl, your legs keep shaking, I swear we breaking our new headboard.
And the love we make feels so good, girl, you know I'm proud. Looking at your lovely face, scream my name.
Scratching, yelling, bet the neighbors know my name.
Maybe stressing while we flexing, bet the neighbors know
Okay, folks, I'm back. Okay, before I left, I told you about a new segment that we have on the phone, the Honey Suite, called the What's in Your Honey Pot. And basically, it's like a random question of the night that I thought I'd throw out there and get some feedback on. Right now, I'm going to bring back my good friend in Louisiana, Baton Rouge, in the building. What's going on, Lady C?
Oh, nothing much. It's beautiful down here.
Don't tell me nothing about your weather. So right now, the question of the night, Lady C, the honey pot, is some women will wait on a guy doing years in prison. I mean, long, big, 2, 5, 10, 15, 25 years in prison, but would tell a dude going to college or have to commute like a distance from work that she can't do long-term, long-distance relationships. What do you think about that?
I think that is a bunch of crap. Because I think that figures with the guy in prison, that gives them a little control. He has no access to nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
So they figure they can be, or claim to be faithful, because most of the time when the guy's in prison, they're fooling around. And the fact with the ones that go off to college, they figure they're going to meet somebody else. You know, when it's long distance and it's free, they can meet and mess around.
Mm-hmm.
But you still mingling too.
Mm-hmm.
So most of them figure that if he's in prison, he's gonna be faithful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lie. Just because he's in prison doesn't make him faithful.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Wow. So most of them people, that gives, if I can control things.
Oh, I can wait for him. He, you know, but this, the theory is most of the ones who waited on somebody, when they get out, they don't end up together.
Hmm.
They may stay together for a couple of months, but it doesn't become long term.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like once they out, it's a whole nother different relationship, and they're not trying to figure out what's going on. You know, And I've seen that happen a lot of times. And that's only for a couple of years, not the long term.
Right. Yeah, like 3 years, 4 years. I do prison. Listen, y'all already know my stance on prison. As soon as you get arrested and they tell you, listen, you're going to stay, we're done. Don't call me. Don't email me. Don't hit me up on Facebook. Don't do none of that. Because, crush, I'm not coming to see you. You're not catching me out there, nope. I heard too many stories. I don't do bids. That's my golden rule. I don't do bids. Mm-hmm.
But most of them want somebody to wait for me. I'm going, you know, it ain't but a little while.
Yeah,
you know?
Then they come out and they shit on you. That's the thing that kills me. These women sit up there and dedicate 13 years waiting on them.
Yes, and they
and they come out and either they love the same sex all of a sudden, or they done found them a new boo. How did you find your new boo? You ain't have access to nobody.
So do we think? But
right.
And that's the surprising part about prison is they have more access to cell phones and stuff than you would imagine.
Right.
Like,
they have access to all that.
Crazy situation. They got cable, they got internet, they got college classes.
Like, okay, I guess, but you know, and then people like, well, it's this mentality thing that you need to be institutionalized. And I'm like, some people actually thrive in that type of setting. Because you know what that brings? Unfortunately, that brings structure.
Yeah.
Something that they wasn't getting at home. You know, especially growing up, especially the young dudes, they're going in, they'll get their GED, they'll get their college classes. You know, they're in this mindset, like, you know, people telling them when they could go to sleep, when they could wake up, when you could do this, when you do that. You got to ask permission to do this. You got to ask permission to do that. You know, they're not getting that type of structure. That's called structure. You're not getting that type of structure at home. You're not getting these bylaws and that you have to follow every day. You know, it's like all willy-nilly when you're at home. But when you come here, it's a whole different ball game. It's a mixture of you know, having structure and street life, you know, and trying to find a happy medium to survive both of them at the same time. You know, because you still got those cats that still – you know, got that mentality, that street mentality, but now you're in a dome where it's in your face every day. It's in your face. And you've got to learn how to balance the two, where you're not either getting yourself shanked or you're getting on somebody's shit list, literally, figuratively.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you got to be clever, you got to be wit, you got to be on your game, and you also have to follow the laws that are set within that facility, you know, that structure.
Yeah.
You know, like you get up, you're not just going to lay around. Nope, they're going to put you to work. They're going, you know, you're going to have to learn a trade. You're going to have some type of job to earn your money, to earn money for your commissary. You got to do all that, you know. Get you, you know, like stuff that you should have been doing out here, you end up having to do in there.
Right. You can't just, you know, you don't just, oh, I got this. No, you don't just got it.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm. And,
you got to know how. Like you say, okay, the rule is you go to bed for this time. You're going to bed for that time.
Right. When you're at home, Mom, can I stay up for 2 hours later, or can I stay up? Sure, you know, or they don't even have a bedtime, you know.
Right.
I guess some people just thrive in that type of setting.
And the sad part is some of them do that, and they love that, And it's because they didn't have the structure.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, what does it mean that this person didn't know no better?
Mm-hmm.
They weren't taught better. They, like you said, no one told them that this is a rule that you can't just live life the way you want to.
Mm-hmm.
You got to respect people. They weren't
mm-hmm.
taught to respect
mm-hmm.
and appreciate what's going on in their lives, you know?
Mm-hmm. A lot of people think I think a lot of parents think that you just happen to learn those things. Like you're not taught to do those things. You just happen to learn those things.
No, you have to be taught this. You really should be taught to respect.
Right.
People.
Like first thing, yeah, you're supposed to be taught. You don't just learn it. You know, it just doesn't come to you. And you know, no, you are taught though. Whether you have self-taught. You know, either yourself taught or something else.
Somewhere
but, you know, you learned it because you looked at somebody else. You know, they didn't teach you directly, but you learned it indirectly, but you're still being taught, you know.
And it's something that's going to keep on going, and people are still going to be in this situation because they didn't take the time to actually teach these young people how to live and survive
mm-hmm.
and not just be thinking that you owe me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got the mentality, oh, they owe me this. No.
Mm-hmm.
Don't owe you $200 pair of shoes. Owe you some shoes, but not the ones that cost more than my whole outfit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or you in middle school making D's and F's and you want a cell phone that costs $500.
Mm-hmm.
So you can Instagram your friends, you know. But what does your grade show? When you come home, are you respectful?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a post on Facebook, that, you know, saying to the parents, if you don't teach them at home, why do you want the teachers to come and make them do what you don't even attempt to have them doing?
Right.
You know. And that's true. These young people, it's okay. Society owes me something. No, no. They got it confused with what life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness mean.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm trying to figure it out. Anyway, folks, thank you for tuning in to The Honey Suite. And this is our first ever with What's in Your Honey Pot. I thought it was a good thing. Nice little question here. 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Press 1. Let us know what's on your mind about the honey pot. The question of the night is, someone will wait on guys doing years in prison, but will tell a dude going to college or maybe long distance for work that she can't do long distance relationship. What are your thoughts? Once again, 805-830-8320. Give us a call. Let us know how you feel. You know, what's on your mind? Do you know a person like that? Have you waited for somebody like that? Let's get all up in your business. Tell us what your thoughts are. Tell us what your thoughts are. You know, what do you think of what we're saying? Right now, I'm going to take a little break, and when we come back, we're going to finish the conversation.
Baby, let me explain to you what I'm saying.
What you saying?
It's not even like that.
It wasn't like that, but I saw you.
Baby, I don't love her.
You don't love me? You know what? I don't even want to talk to you.
She don't mean nothing to me.
I don't want
to
see your face.
She was just telling me.
I just want to see you walking through that
baby,
door. There ain't nothing else to
why
say.
Why we gotta do it like this? Baby.
Damn.
Come home late. It seems you barely beat the sun. Tapping my shoulder. Thinking you gon' get you some. Smelling like some fragrance that I don't even wear. So if you want some loving, I suggest you go back there. Where you came from. Day to day with you, it's always something else. Working my nerve. God knows that I don't deserve what you put me through. Cause I've been so true to
Okay, welcome back to the Honey Sweet. I'm Miss LaCrush Hearts. 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Right now we in the honey pot. What's in your honey pot? Some women will wait or guys doing years in prison. 5, 10, 3, 20. But what's hella dude going to college? She can't do long distance relationships. What do you think about that? Give us a call. Let us know. 805-830-8320. Press 1 to continue. Right now, I don't do long distance relationship. I got Lady C. She's in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. She don't do long distance relationship either. You do long distance relationship with Lady C?
Long distance friendship. That's about it.
You want too much, sir.
You can't spend enough time. You, I mean, all that. Okay, you telling me this, you know, when are we going to see each other? When? How are we going to get to know each other? You know, there's too much space.
I don't know. You know, some women are idiots. I don't get it. How can he convince you to do that? Like, if you're 4 hours away from me, we're not in a relationship. Doesn't make no sense to me. If you're 5 hours in distance from me, we're not in a relationship. We're just really good friends.
Yeah, because you can't, okay, we want to hang out. It's going to take that long to get together to have a little hanging out time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, something's wrong with that picture.
Because you work. You do this. You do X, Y, and Z. And nobody's knocked you. Nobody's asked you to change that. But, you know, if all I could see you is for one day, you know, you can't stay over. You can't do this. I don't know. Like, 4 hours, I don't know. Like, especially if you're doing prison. I don't do prison. I don't see myself getting on nobody's bus to travel to nobody's prison yard to sit up there and almost get to see him. Like, you don't even know if you can see that person because he probably did something wrong. Now he can't get. I don't see myself doing that. I'm not booked for that life.
I've done that. I had a guy I was dating. He did go, and we have been dating. He was 2 years, and we, you know, so I went to visit him and everything. And yes, when he got out, it was over. It was just like most people say, they change folks. And when you ask some questions like, why you ask that question? Curiosity. What did you do since you have something had to satisfy you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what satisfies you in prison? You know.
Right.
What are you saying? I'm just being honest about the fact. What satisfies you in prison?
Right.
You know, there are no women there.
Mm-mm.
So.
Right. What mentality do you have where you just keep going back? That's the thing. Like, you got caught up for whatever reason. You're doing what you're doing. But then you live this life where you keep going back. You keep
right.
coming out and doing the same thing you're doing. And you keep going back. And I just wanted to know, like, is it just because of that structure that it provides? You know, I've been institutionalized, the white man holding me down, blah, 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 blah. They give you all over. I don't know. Maybe this is a show conversation. Maybe we need to make this into a show. I don't know.
There are some people who love that, like you say, they didn't have any kind of structure, and it gave them peace of mind. Well, I don't have to worry about what I got to do. I know they're going to tell me to get up and eat breakfast. They're going to tell me to brush my teeth or whatever. And they do say some people get institutionalized and just it becomes better for them. They don't have to worry about nothing, you know. I'm going to have my meals and this person, you know, and what a. No, I don't think I could do that. That's too much. You have to depend on them to tell you everything you do.
Well, I don't know. Maybe that need to be a question. What's the difference, Pete? Between structure and being institutionalized. Because, not now. Don't answer that now. It's a rhetorical question, let me see.
805-860-8320. Give us a call. Let us know. We got a few minutes remaining on the clock. We're going to take one more break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to finish the conversation. Remember to tune in tomorrow night to the Fantasy Limelight at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And on Thursday night, we're also on air with Crushing After Dark. Listen, folks, before I go on this break, let me remind you, we are in a giveaway. Like, I'm having a giveaway. We're in a giveaway state of mind. I'm giving away one of my logo mugs with Full Fantasy Radio on it. It's free to sign up. It's free to receive. You can also get your own by paying for it, but it's quite simple. Go to our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/WRPF Radio, and there's a posting up there, the first posting that's pinned to the top. Excuse me, the Phone Fantasy Radio presents a Week of Love Valentine giveaway, Enter Now to Win, in February 20th at 12 a.m. Eastern. It ends. You will not be able to sign up. You can go from your mobile phone, or your computer, your desktop, however you tune into the show, go there. What you're going to do is you're going to click on the tiny link that you see up there, the tiny URL link you see up there, and you're going to enter to win. It's quite simple. You just scroll down to the end of the page. You follow the instruction on the little widget, and you are entered to win. And I'm going to announce and pick a winner live on air Thursday night, Crushing After Dark. Shout out, we already got 42 total entries. Go ahead, put your entry in there. It's random. I don't have no hand in picking it. I just click a button and boom, a winner will pop up. So it's one day and 1 hour left. Listen, folks, it's one day and less than 1 hour left. This is your last chance to do it. If you already like Phone Fantasy Radio, go there and register your name. If you didn't like Phone Fantasy Radio, go there and register your name. Once again, that's www.facebook.com/WRPF Radio. So enter now to win your free mug. What I'm going to do is take this quick break, and we're going to come back and say our goodbyes, damn it. You're tuned into the Honey Sweet.
I'm tired, options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray, what's left? Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die.
I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn to pieces. It's my offering.
Take me to the king, Tamela Man. Awesome song, awesome voice. I really do love that song. Lady C, you like that song?
I love that song. That is an awesome song.
Yeah, awesome. I definitely love that song, folks. The Honey Pot. What's in your honey pot? You want to suggest a question to ask our listener audience, by all means do so. Email it to phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. That's phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. Submissions for music, spoken word, R&B, hip-hop, jazz, all of the above, send them to phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. But visit the website, phonefantasyradio.com, and find out the guidelines, because I won't play just any old thing. I do have some standards. No. thank you so much, Lady C, for hanging out with me. Thank you, Brick. Thank you, Russ, for tuning in. Thanks to shout out to Chris for holding us down tonight. He let me use his computer. And hopefully everybody into the win our sweepstakes. You know, we got a few people out there into the window sweepstakes and all that good stuff. So everybody, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night and tune in tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, right here to Phone Fantasy Radio. It's been an awesome, awesome night, you know, after, you know, our little jamming session earlier today. But, you know, we got through it and we're doing good now. So I want to play one last song on the go out. And this is Been Awesome. Speak to you later. Here.
Are you ready?
Yeah. heavy yards. You deserve nothing but all the finer things. Now this whole world has no clue what to do with us. I got enough money in the bank for the two of us. First I gotta keep enough lettuce to support your shoe fetish lifestyle. So rich and famous, Robin Leach'll get jealous. Half a million for the stove, taking trip from here to Rome. So if you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.